that's exactly what we offer every Saturday morning at this time. We offer explanations. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, this Saturday morning, offering you all 780 years of my experience. John was feeling every bit of that this morning, moments ago. And yet here we are. It is a gorgeous late June morning out there. It's a little bit, a little sticky, a little steamy, a little warm, a little overcast. It's a great day to be in the Lehigh Valley in June. The fact that it's February makes it all the more remarkable. I guess the weather report tells us, Dean DeVore lets us know that the weekend's going to turn a little cooler. It's going to get a little chillier tonight, etc. What a shock. It's February. Come on. We were out and around yesterday. Absolutely gorgeous. Please enjoy as much of today as you possibly can outside. All the time, of course, taking More Than Money with you. Over the next couple of hours, we're going to share a lot of information with you about investments, income taxes, estate planning, businesses, retirement, retirement plans, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, SOBs. We're talking about all the initials. No, Gunther just left the studio. and so much more, because you set the agenda. You are the highest priority for us on our agenda this Saturday morning. Shortly, I'll give you several ways that you can join the show, and we invite you to do exactly that. We have a pretty darn special show today. Lots of good information and special guests coming in as well. I'm going to share that with you momentarily in addition. So please stick with us for as much of today as you possibly can. I know 2 hours is a lot. Heck, I don't pay attention for the whole 2 hours. Come on. So please, if you can, that's fantastic. If you're getting bits and pieces, remember that our More Than Money shows are all podcasts in their entirety on our website every Monday, approximately noon. John does his magic over here. Joanne does her magic over there. And by golly, there it shows up. It's pretty amazing stuff. And you can search our shows for guests or for topics by date. You can gain a tremendous amount of information. And of course, if you're missing part of today's show particularly, pick that up next week. And please gather as much information as you can. If you need more, you'll let us know. If you'd like to join us this morning, oh, that'd be fantastic. 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You talk to the lovely and talented John, and then you talk to, all right, Gene. Hey, I got 780 years of experience. What did you expect? Lovely and talented? Please, that ain't going to happen. Happy to share all the stuff that I've got in the financial world with you, so please call 610-720-7900. If you prefer, you may absolutely send me an email. And sometimes emails work better. We've gotten a fair number of emails recently, particularly recently, that give us a lot of detail, names and ages and assets and expected social securities. And the details are very, very useful to get you a much more personalized answer. I'll give you an example of the reverse of that. I got an email this week from a young lady, and I'm reading it going, sounds so familiar. Because it wasn't even questions. It was like five or six statements in a row. The government's going to take all of our cash, and what happens to people who have saved cash, and you know, isn't gold and silver going to be the absolute? But don't we have? And I'm going, wow. But first of all, it's so general. It's like I'm not really sure how to answer this. Like, isn't it going to be sunny at some point, and then someday it's going to rain? Yeah, I guess. Thank you for the question. I don't know. Then the very next morning, listening to the Bobby Gunther Walsh Show, and as it transitioned over to the Glenn Beck Show, and one of the commercials was, the government's going to confiscate all our cash. It was a direct transcript of a commercial for a, shockingly, I think Gold Line or Lear Capital or somebody trying to sell you gold. I mean, it was a transcript. So to the young lady who sent me the email, thanks. I don't know how to respond to that. But if you'd like to send me an email during the show, happy to do that. Happy to accept that. Gene@askmtm.com, GENE@askmtm.com. And if you'd like to join us or have someone you care about join us from wherever they have access to the internet, whether it's a cell phone or the big widescreen TV, anything in between, all you need to do is give them the website, morethanmoneyonline.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. And they can hit the listen live button. They can hit the Ask Gene button, and then all of a sudden they're listening to the show live. Their questions coming across the electrons, and they end up being in the priority queue as well. It's fantastic. We have listeners literally from coast to coast, from Florida to California, from the Washington State to Minnesota and into New England and all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. We are very, very happy to serve those folks as well. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have a very special guest, Bill Wright. Bill Wright of the Love Ran Red Foundation will be joining us. He's going to talk about a little tiny bit about VinArt because he's part of the VinArt family. Gosh, who in the Lehigh Valley isn't? I mean, goodness. I think Gunther's like an adopted step nephew. Oh no, wait a minute, step niece. Twice removed. Gunther should have been. I think he's now on his 71st VinArt vehicle. Yeah, I think we've only had 4 or 5, so we're lagging. We're way behind. Although Diane is absolutely committed to not giving up her Honda. She's got a Pilot, loves it. 781,000 miles. I made that up. But it's like 150, 60, 70, and it looks fantastic. And of course, they take great care of us. But bottom line is, Bill Wright, yes, of VinArt, but that's not why we're getting together today. He's founded the Love Ran Red Foundation. Very interesting effort. Very important effort. I want him to tell you about the mission of Love Ran Red. I want him to tell you about how it got started and what we're trying to do and how you can help. And I'm looking forward to it. I have bucket o' questions for Bill. So we're looking forward to that. Bill will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Shortly, I'm going to talk to you. This is not an answer to an email. Almost everything we do on our show is an answer to something that you've asked for, either an email. A call, obviously, callers are number one, 610-720-7900. Something that you've posted on our website or in response to something that we've written. But occasionally I run across something that is just so OMG. I hope I didn't say anything dirty there because I'm not really. Thank you, sir. That could have come out horribly wrong. Shows you how sophisticated I am in texting. It is. It's just one of those moments. I read this article and I'm going, this is almost too horrible to be true. And yet it's true, and there's a lot to be learned from it, so I'm going to share that with you momentarily. I have a fistful of questions, and we're, again, happy to answer your questions at 610-720-7900. I want to please give me, if you would indulge me for a moment. This week would have been my dad's 90th birthday. And I say would have been because I'm quite certain that 27 years ago when he passed away, I'm guessing heaven has birthdays. I mean, how cool would that be? Hey, it's your birthday. Yeah. Like, what number? 14,900. I mean, that's way cool. I mean, what do we get down here if we're lucky? What, 70, 80, 90, 100 years if we're lucky? A blink.
Right.
Get to heaven. And he's been there 27 years. What do you think? Like most of the other guys, like Methuselah is going, you're just a kid, for gosh sakes. You don't know nothing about heaven.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, he passed away 27 years ago, but he's been with me every step of the way since. And because life is just a blink, in a blink, he and I'll be hanging out together. Be watching baseball in heaven. I just hope I'm not starting on Thursday. So happy birthday to my dad. And congratulations and best wishes to my daughter, Alyssa. She's on the track team at Lebanon Valley, and they're part of the MACs and the MAC Indoor Track Championship at the Roush Field House at Lehigh this weekend. And yesterday, she has two events indoor. For some reason, they're so nitpicky, they won't let her throw the javelin inside. I mean, come on. Number one, it would be fun. Number two, so many targets. If you've never been to an indoor track meet, your head will spin, literally, because you are looking 100 different directions all the time. There's always something going on, and it's multiple overlapping. They're doing pole vault, and they're doing the 400 double up something relays. They got those sticks. You got to be careful. Goodness. She's a thrower, so she'll be throwing the shot put. Yesterday, it's called the weight. It's hard to describe. But bottom line is, as with any good athlete, they're always trying to get better. She had two rounds, and in both rounds, she scored her personal record. So took her old record on the first round up, and then in the finals up even higher. Congratulations to her. We'll be heading down to Lehigh right after the show. 10-0 nothing out of here. 610-720-7900. We'll go to the phones. We talk to Walt. Walt, good morning, sir.
Morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How may we serve you?
Sort of a unique question, only because of the age of the person involved. My older son, when he was about 17, I said, you know what? If you have a job, you should take the money and put it into a Roth. IRA. I said, you know, I value money, right? You get lots of years, kid. This will work well for you.
Perfect.
So here's the thing, though. Gee, I didn't give really much of a thought because he didn't put the full amount that he grossed. But is there something limit on it? Is it just the net take home that he's allowed to put into the Roth up to the limit for the year, or is it the gross?
Oh, that's an excellent question. And just for everybody listening out there, let's say the young man earns $4,000 in a given year, but after taxes and deductions and crud, he ends up to keep $3,500. Can he put four, or can he only keep $3,500 into the Roth? He can put the full gross amount of his earned income.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic. By the way, great advice to your son. Fantastic advice to your son. And the fact that he listened, I think parents all over the Lehigh Valley falling off their chairs as we sit. So bottom line, congratulations to you and to your son for really good ideas.
Thanks. The thing that worries me is he's going to be a millionaire before I will be, right?
Hey, don't we all want our kids to do better?
Sure.
God bless you, Walt. Fantastic. Take care.
Take care.
That is just music to my ears. Actually, Tokyo Woman is also music to my ears, but that's Deep Purple. Anyway, well, obscure reference indeed. Walt gave his son tremendously good advice, and for exactly the right reason, and used exactly the right technique. 17 years old. Normal retirement age for him is going to be 109. Because as we get older, retirement gets further and further off. Actually, retirement, highly overrated. You should work as long as you possibly can. Peyton Manning should have heard that piece of advice. Actually, he did, but it was a commercial. work as long as you can. So for this young man, is it possible that 50 years is going to be his working career? Sure. Maybe 60 years, maybe 77 with health advances and he's got a great career or something he's really enjoying. Maybe it's 77. So let's say somewhere between 50 and 60 years of compounding. Oh, my word. That is just mind-bogglingly cool. And because it's in a Roth IRA, it means that in 50 or 60 years, when he starts pulling out dollars, it's going to be pulled out tax-free. Tax-free. Great advice by his dad. Cool that the young man followed it. Hopefully, we can get him to kind of stay on track. So let's just play with numbers for just a second, just for fun, just because I like to do it. And I'm always pleasantly shocked when I find out how cool it really is. Let's just say that by the time he gets to 20, he has, in cumulative fashion, contributed $10,000 to his Roth. 17, 18, 19, age 20. So over 4 years, he's put $10,000 in. And doesn't add anything more. And let's just say, just for the sake of demonstration, because he can be aggressive, he invests aggressively and with no guarantees and no assurance that he can possibly do this, he earns 10% a year. Cool. There is a rule out there. Lots of you know it. You've heard me talk about it in the past. But it's really kind of fun. If you've never heard it before, it's very useful. And you can amaze your kids, nieces, and nephews. Oh, and Bobby Gunther Walsh, because he'll be amazed too. If you want to know how quickly your money will double, take the rate of return that you expect, in this case 10%, divide it into 72. So let's say, to make it nice and easy, if it were 9% that you were earning, your money would double in 8 years. Simple math. If you were earning 7.2%, 10 years. Well, if we're going to earn 10%, it's going to double in approximately 7 years. I say 7 because 7.2 makes my head hurt and doesn't really help. So let's just let that fly. So let's assume that his money doubles every 7 years. He puts it in until he's age 20, and now he's done for whatever reason, never gets back to it, or forgets about the account, does lots of other really good things. Walt's absolutely right, likely to be a millionaire by the time he's 30. 35 if he's taking his time, loafing along. So $10,000 at 27 is $20,000, which is nice, no big deal. Come on. At 34, it's $40,000. Maybe I should take that out and buy a car. If you do, I punch you really hard in the head. Oh, okay, then I'll leave it there. So at 41, my 40 is now $80,000. That's a really nice car. It's a boat. Take it out, I punch you really hard in the head. Okay. 48, it's $160,000. At 55, it's $320,000. At 62, it's $640,000. And at 69, I'm not sure I can do that math. It's $1.3 million. So Walt has given his son an amazing opportunity to turn relatively small numbers of dollars now. Would his son rather have stuffed those into his pocket? Sure. You know, is that a slightly bigger engine on the car he's looking at? Sure. Or 100 other things, of course. But just $2,500 a year for 4 years, $10,000 in, invested aggressively, no guarantees, but over many, 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 many years, is it possible to turn $10,000 into $1.3 million? Wait for it. Tax-free. Ooh, took the wind right out of me. That is, it's a beautiful, I'm getting a little teary-eyed here. It is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, congratulations. Congratulations to your son as well. Okay, let me share this. We got, 6 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah. this story is not only not a fun story, it's not one that's going to have a happy ending. So if you're already thinking about throwing yourself off a building today, don't listen to this story. This is not, John's out of here. We are 67 stories up in the iHeartMedia Tower. I'm going to give this to you. I'll give you the basics, and it'll only take a couple minutes. This is a result of an employee lawsuit against UPS. A gentleman was an employee for 37 years of UPS. And by 2008, after 37 years there, he was diagnosed with cancer. By the time he was diagnosed, he had been divorced. He had four children. And he was eligible to retire the following year, 2009. He had accumulated in his pension fund almost $500,000, which is just flat out, as anybody would agree, a tremendous amount of money. And he planned to retire at the end of 2009 when he was eligible, but he went to HR, Human Resources, the UPS Human Resources employee, who told him that he either could or should, that's subject to interpretation, delay his official retirement by taking 7 weeks of accrued vacation and personal time. He could have taken that in cash. The supervisor said, why don't you delay your retirement? You can leave. You're not going to have to work, but you're going to get paid personal time and vacation. Supervisor knew that he had cancer, but claims in the lawsuit, of course, that he was not aware that he was terminally ill. Based on the HR advisor's advice, he submitted his application to retire on January 7th of 2010, his last day of work, indicating that because of his paid time, his annuity would start March 1st. And he chose an annuity that would pay him per month and a 120-month, a 10-year guarantee, understanding that he knew his health was not good and he wanted his children, four children, beneficiaries, to receive something. In this case, it would total about $495,000. He died on February 21st, a week before his official retirement. And a month later, the UPS pension fund told his children they would receive nothing. And as you hear that, you know, well, that your gut feeling has to be that can't be right. That simply can't be correct. He had elected his lifetime annuity or 120 months, whichever was shortest. 120 months to his kids. That makes all the sense in the world. As it turns out, according to the fine print in the pension plan, indeed, his kids would have gotten the entire 10 years worth of payments if he had started his pension a week later. But because he had left the company but not yet started his pension, he was determined to be, excuse me, in pre-retirement. And according to the UPS pension plan, the only beneficiary that could have accepted his funds in pre-retirement would either be a spouse or a significant other. Children do not count. So for horrible advice from the company's own HR, dreadful, dreadful result on every level, his four children, even the court in making the ruling said that we have to follow the law, which that makes these judges kind of the exception to the rule. Maybe they should have appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court because they don't need to follow the law. But according to the court, the result was we have to follow the law, and this is dreadful. This is just horrible, horrible, horrible. Apparently it's been appealed twice, and in both cases, it was denied. Lesson to be learned. People talk about applying for pensions. People talk about electing, hey, I'll take a single life, or, you know, I'm married, I'll take a joint life expectancy, or I'll take something for me, something for the kids. You've got to be insanely clear about what those things mean. They may seem simple on paper, but the reality is that they can have just dreadful, dreadful consequences. Our heart goes out to this gentleman's family. Our heart goes, actually, in a lot of ways, our heart goes out to UPS. UPS, they're in our office every day. And our UPS guy we love, and they seem to do a good job. I'm thinking that UPS missed an opportunity here. They could have just stood up and said, got it, pension plan can't do it, we're going to write a check, and been heroes. And maybe somebody at UPS out there listening this morning, maybe they'll decide it's not too late to be a hero and do the right thing. Goodness. Voice of an Angel says, half hour into this edition of More Than Money, two things. In the next half hour, we're going to answer your questions at 610-720-7900 or email gene@askmtm.com. 9 o'clock, Bill Wright of Love Ran Red Foundation, our special guest for that half hour segment. So join us after this on More Than Money. Thank you for it. La, 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 la. They say but that's exactly what we offer on More Than Money. We offer explanations galore. We can explain to you how to improve your financial life, make decisions that will increase your probabilities of success. Lots of folks go, hey, so the guarantee, guarantee is a very attractive word. I get it. Very attractive word. Often, very dangerous word, because you get sucked into the, I want to, and how many shows are there out there that are doing exactly that? They're preying on fear. Well, you know, I better to get a little than, you know, risk. Well, we just talked about Walt's son, who over the next 60 or 70 years could see an average rate of return of 10% a year and end up with $1.3 million. Or he could get advice from somebody who doesn't understand the grand scheme of life in terms of financial issues, and he could average 1% a year. And let's see, money doubles if you divide the rate of return into 72. That'll tell you how quickly money will double. So if he has 10,000 when he's 20, he'll have 20,000 when he's 92. That sounds a little painful. So, hey, guaranteed, but increase your opportunities, increase your probabilities, increase your options. Yeah, we can do all that, absolutely. 610-720-7900. We have an email. Let's see, if an employer does not offer a pension plan, is it really necessary to notify them when you plan to retire? What difference would it make if you just resigned? That's an interesting question. Let me think out loud. Frogs are green. Clouds are fluffy. Okay, that didn't help as much as I was hoping. I was going for something a little better, thinking out loud. Kidding. It will depend on what other, again, off the top of my head, that's a very interesting question. I've rarely, if ever, bumped into it. It will depend off the top of my head on what other potential benefits you may or may not be eligible for beyond a pension. So, for example, you may have health care benefits that you're eligible to continue beyond your retirement. COBRA, for example. You say, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm 64 and a half. I know I can get Medicare at 65. I'm going to need coverage for the next 6 months. I'll just stay on the employer plan. Likely you can do that. They got to know about it. So that's a good reason. If you're in a 401k plan, that's a good reason. So that they're aware that you are separated from service and that they can give you the appropriate paperwork so that you can make decisions about your 401k plan. You may have accrued vacation. You may have accrued personal time. Those are three ideas off the top of my head of why you might want to notify them. other than just like, you know, Thursday afternoon going, hey, see ya. we actually, years and years ago, I'm not sure if this gentleman still does it. He owned a business that employed a fair number of teenagers and young people. And one of his requirements when they became an employee was that he would not send a final check. They had to pick it up. They had to pick it up. So if you worked, you know, a week and said, I'm done, the kids would stop over a week later and pick up their check. And of course, basically everybody did. It's money. Basically everybody, but not everybody. And at one point, and again, this is years ago, at one point he showed me a stack of checks in a desk drawer, unretrieved. Yeah, $34,000. Holy cow. And I said, well, that's goofy. You know, somebody works a day or two, they don't pick up their check. He said, yeah, that happens. He said, some of these young people had worked 3.5 years and had gotten promotions and were well respected and they had a bright future. And on Thursday they said, hey, see ya. And he never saw them again. Not a resignation, not a hey, goodbye, not a don't let the screen door hit you in the butt on the way. Nothing, just gone. Whew. It's a different world. It's a different world. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Bill Wright in the 9 o'clock hour, Love Ran Red Foundation. I'm very interested to talk to Bill. And for lots of you that are kind of still a Twitter about our announcement last week, More Than Money has added the Lehigh Valley's premier Social Security expert to our team, Mark Basak with Social Security in lots of different positions, including running a couple of their local Lehigh Valley offices. I if I'm remembering correctly, 39 years with Social Security. I'm thinking he picked up a thing or two along the way. I'm just guessing. Actually, I already know that. He's helped so many of our clients in the past in his official capacity, now his official capacity as Social Security advisor to More Than Money. And that means he's your Social Security advisor. Yeah. And there's no charge. Social Security choices, options, and strategies are so important to successful retirement. We absolutely wanted to make sure that Mark became part of our team. We've already set up his first day of hosting one-on-one consultations. So if you're interested in planning your Social Security, I met with a couple this week. We've gone through their retirement planning a couple times. Always useful to do it multiple times. And he is now getting close. He's thinking maybe end of the year. And they had a couple interesting Social Security questions. They should sit down one-on-one with Mark. They do that in the More Than Money World Headquarters, in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. And absolutely no charge. So in our upcoming March newsletter, we'll be giving you some information about Mark and about he's already posted a really important piece of material we're going to share in our newsletter about Social Security. So, whew, fantastic already. Gene's grinning from ear to ear. If you would like to schedule a free Social Security consultation, happy to do it. If you'd like a free life or long-term care insurance consultation, if you would like a free estate plan consultation, or if you would like a free investment or retirement plan second opinion consultation, these are all second opinions. Your opportunity, you're under no cost, no obligation, no pressure. All you have to do is show up, ask all the questions you want to answer, and then take two of the chocolates from the corner of the QB on, yeah, absolutely, free chocolates. When they come to see us, they don't have to have little tiny bottles of water. We give them full glass of water and ice. And ice, I'm telling you. All of these are opportunities for you to get tons of great information at no charge, and we're happy to offer those to you. All you have to do is ask. Gene@askmtm.com is a really good way to start. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentleman writes, I invested $11,000 in each of two 529 plans for my two grandsons. Do they have to be my dependents for me to deduct these investments? Interesting question. Interesting question. There's actually two pieces that make this question even a bit more interesting than apparently it feels. And here's one. There is no tax deduction ever for 529 plan contributions on your federal tax return. Never for anybody, dependent or not. However, there is a deduction on your Pennsylvania state return, dependent or not. That's pretty cool. So do they have to be dependents for you to deduct their your contributions on Pennsylvania? No. On federal, doesn't matter. You wouldn't get them anyway. So God bless. That's fantastic. You're helping kids, grandkids, grandsons, put some dollars away for college. And I mentioned earlier in the show that I'll be down at the Roush Fieldhouse. You call it Roush, right? It's not Rock. No, I heard somebody yesterday go, we're going into the Rock Fieldhouse. I go, no, it's Roush. Roush, yeah. Roush Fieldhouse to see my middle daughter, Alyssa, who's part of the Lebanon Valley track team. Go Dutchman. When I was going in yesterday, I got right to the door at exactly the same time as the men's track team from DeSales. And I said, you guys go in. And they were all so, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm, good luck. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. In my mind, I'm going, well, but not against the Dutchman. So, guys, I was very nice to you, but not as nice as you thought I was being. So go Dutchman. I'm here to tell you that Lebanon Valley, it's a fantastic school. Allie, my oldest daughter, went to Pace University in Manhattan. Fantastic school. My youngest is at Susquehanna. Fantastic school. Fantastically expensive. Holy camoles. Is that Pennsylvania Dutch? Holy camoles.
It is now.
It is now. Annie, the Pennsylvania Dutch musical. Dude, that is very, very funny. You got to work on that.
I will.
You've got to work on that. So, Granddad, you're helping out these two boys. They're going to need it. Because that $11,000, depending on how old they are, that'll cover books. Maybe lab fees. Maybe room and board for 1 year. It's crazy time. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Gentleman writes, I'm helping my mom with her taxes, and we've hit a snag. They didn't hurt their car. Sorry. We lost Dad in February of last year. Since she was widowed at the end of the year, I've put her down as single on her tax return. A friend of mine at my work thought that Mom could still file as married even though Dad died early in the year. It would help Mom if she could file as still as married or it's joint filing. Do you know which is right? Bill, right? No, that's next. Yeah, we did a little research, and in general, your filing status is determined by your status December 31st of that year. So if you were married December 30th, you're married. If you were divorced December 30th, you're single. The exception is when a spouse passes away. So your friend was right. Even though your dad passed away early in the year, your mom absolutely can still file on a joint return. I would strongly encourage you to do at least one of two things, maybe both. Number one, you might very well consider running it both ways. So if you're doing it for her, sounds like you are, have the software run it both ways, see which one benefits your mom most. Explore the other filing status, heads of household, et cetera, see if she qualifies for anything that might reduce her taxes. And secondly, you might seriously consider consulting with a tax professional. It sounds like this is pretty straightforward. I'm not anticipating that there's any real problems. But are there opportunities that you might have missed, or are there issues that could be addressed or might need to be addressed because of your dad's passing? The answer is sure. Sure. So even if you consult with a tax professional just this one time and then go back to doing your mom's tax return yourself, I get that. But it's something that you might seriously consider. In the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, we have a complete tax team working. It's not exactly 24 hours a day right now, but it's close. Lots of folks have already dropped off all their materials, and tax returns are being prepared and out the door. Goodness. This is the time of the year I seriously think about having a revolving door installed in the More Than Money World Headquarters, because it is that active going over there, in and out. The number of times that we find little tiny wrinkles, or in some cases, wow, major league wrinkles, it's just dramatic. And these are folks that are there to serve you. So you may consider doing that, or if you're comfortable with preparing it yourself, God bless America. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Happy to take your calls. You become our priority. I think I've covered that. Excellent. A young lady writes, I have an account with a Lehigh Valley advisor. She names names. Yeah, we don't. But she names names. Sadly, I know the name well for not good reasons. Yeah. This advisor has me tied up pretty tight. When I met with another advisor for a second opinion, he said there was basically nothing he could do. Apparently, the investments my advisor has me in can't be handled by any other advisors. Or maybe it's other advisors don't want to handle them. Maybe it's both. This is her description. From what I've learned, it'll cost me thousands of dollars in penalties for me to move my accounts. What do you recommend? My first recommendation isn't very helpful. I preface it by saying it's not very helpful. But me, I would start by being pissed. I think sometimes being angry is a healthy, appropriate response. You are very polite. You are very polite. The rest of your email, very polite. And this young lady, for the rest of you, my summary is that she has taken full responsibility. She said, I should have looked closer. I should have known. I should have asked more questions. I'm tied up and it's kind of my own fault. I would disagree. As a matter of fact, I would disagree strongly. This young lady is 80 plus. She has a financial advisor, and that is in name only. This individual doesn't qualify for the term financial advisor in any way, shape, or form. Yes, has her tied up in two particular accounts, both that have severe penalties for exiting early. What do I recommend? Sometimes there isn't an answer that doesn't leave that icky taste in your mouth. And this is one of those times. I don't see the advantage to you in paying thousands of dollars to leave these accounts. I absolutely understand that you would like to get as far away from this as you possibly can, as quickly as you can. I get it. And not only do I get it, I'm kind of leaning here. I mean, that's my personality as well. But in both cases, I think you are likely better literally biting the bullet, biting your lip, and allowing these things to play out. It is sadly a matter of years before these two accounts are free and clear that you could take the funds elsewhere. But is it in your best interest to pay a very large sum of money in order to leave this person behind? I'm not seeing it. Would I understand that you would choose to do it anyway? That you would say it's worth the money to me to put this individual in my rearview mirror? Yeah, I would understand that. This is not my first rodeo. I have made those kind of choices in my own life a number of times where people go, it's going to be really expensive. Don't care. I'm out. I'm done. I get it. But goodness, looking at what I've looked at, I don't know that you have lots of options, and I'm not sure any of the options are pleasant. God bless. God bless. I should add corollary to that email as kind of an addendum. We have in recent weeks been exposed to a fair number of these kind of quote unquote investments where the first blush, the first appearance, the basics, wow, they sound great. Hey, guaranteed income, and hey, I got this guarantee here, and hey, I'm going to make this, and hey, life is grand. And if you scratch beneath the surface, you find out that you are literally locked up with tremendously painful penalties to exit. And in some cases, they're the types of products that you might expect that. And in some cases, they're not. And all of a sudden, if you're talking to a salesman, sadly can be charming. They can be influence you in a certain way without you. Hey, look over here. Look over here. Don't look over here. It's kind of like a naked magician kind of a thing. Which I guess if you're a naked magician, I guess we know where people are looking. But these salesmen. And, I wish they would think. I wish these salesmen would think about what they're doing. And I'm going to quote Bobby Gunther Walsh here, which is always scary. But I wish they would look in the mirror and reflect. Look in the mirror and reflect. Oh, maybe that's true. Vampires have no reflection. And vampires are blood-sucking leeches. Huh, I think we've stumbled onto something. Hey, I knew we would get to the bottom of this somehow, some way. Folks, stick with us. That's the voice of an angel telling you top of the hour. That means Fox Network News, all the information you need to make it a great, great weekend. In the next half hour, we got Bill Wright, Love Ran Red Foundation. You're going to want to learn all about that and the mission and what you can do to help. So stick with us. 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Log on, morethanmoneyonline.com. We're back after this on More Than Money. Mm-hmm.